Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with some good news from the Fed, juicing the stock market on the way up. That's a good thing. The House of Representatives has passed a bill to avoid a railroad strike. Now it needs to go to the Senate. That's astonishing. 79 Republicans voted for the measure and 8 Democrats voted against it. So it passed 290-137. There is more ramifications about the guilty verdict on the seditious conspiracy charges against Stuart Rhodes, the leader and the founder of the Oath Keepers. And there are more cases to come. There's also a prescription about what is broken about American politics. Most people have the idea that it's broken. They're not quite sure why, but one of the reasons why, says Walter Shapiro, is the voters have never been more evenly divided. And what that leads to is a complete tidal wave, not a red wave or a blue wave, but a wave of negative advertising, $17 billion. Far more than ever before for a midterm election were spent on midterm ads, and nearly all of them extraordinarily negative. How about some of those negative ads which have been cannonading into Herschel Walker as he's trying to carry the ball down the field and to pick up a Republican seat in the U.S. Senate? Well, we will get to that and where that is going. It appears to be tied. There was also another vote in the House today, a vote by Democrats about a new leader. It is being called historic. Is it? We will get to that as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The news today is from the Republican National Committee, where giving in to a lot of concerns that have been expressed by Republicans all across the board. I mean, people who are very pro-Trump, people who are very pro-DeSantis, people who want the party to take a more conservative position across the country or want a more middle-of-the-road position across the country. All of that is going on, and now the announcement, as covered by Politico just hours ago, the Republican National Committee is launching a review of the party's performance in the midterm election and bringing on a team of outside advisors to help guide strategy as the GOP reckons with its disappointing performance in the election. The RNC is tapping nearly a dozen people to serve in what it's calling a Republican Party Advisory Council, a group that includes former Donald Trump White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, evangelical leader Tony Perkins, who, by the way, has been very critical of the Republican National Committee for a while for not being cooperative enough with a conservative Christian agenda. But Tony Perkins will be on this advisory council, and a pair of Senate candidates who ran this year, and actually one of them made it and won election. Republican officials say they are moving to address broader concerns confronting the GOP in the wake of the midterms, when the party underperformed expectations in a political environment many felt was to their advantage. The chair of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel, said in a statement announcing the advisory council, quote, "As we assess the midterms and plan for 2024, we are gathering a diverse range of respected leaders in our movement to join together and help chart a winning course in the years to come. I am thrilled that this talented group of Republicans will be shoulder to shoulder with us as we work to grow our party, hold Democrats accountable, and elect Republicans." Okay? The launch of the group comes as McDaniel, the longest-serving RNC chair in more than a century, moves to fight off a potential leadership challenge. New York Representative Lee Zeldin, who waged an unsuccessful campaign for governor, has said he is seriously considering running against McDaniel and has been reaching out to RNC members in anticipation of a campaign. The list of members for this advisory council includes Senator-elect Katie Britt of Alabama, who was a real bright spot for Republicans. It was very fortunate that she, instead of Mo Brooks, won the nomination in Alabama. Texas Representative-elect Monica De La Cruz, who has the advantage of being both female and Latina, two areas where the Republicans continue to work for growth and for a more competitive posture. And also John James, another bright spot for Republicans. Republicans did terribly in Michigan. They lost both houses of the state legislature. They lost the governor's race. They lost the attorney general's race. A big Gretch. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, because the Democrats did so well, has emerged as a real candidate for president of the United States, assuming that Joe Biden pulls out of the race. But in any event, John James won, and he won his congressional seat. He had run for U.S. Senate before. He is a very bright star in the rising Republican horizon, black Republican, who hails, as they say in Politico, from McDaniel's home state of Michigan. The panel will also include former Arizona Senate candidate Blake Masters. Why? He ran behind his entire ticket. And maybe the idea of putting in Blake Masters is that he ran in Arizona where the most destructive tendency in the Republican Party, in my opinion, is right now the term election denier. And for when you talk about what is going on there with the Senate race, it's appalling because when you talk about the Katy Perry, her determination to overturn the election and not to accept and to demanding a new election in Arizona is exactly what they need to change. And what you see with Blake Masters is he is one candidate, statewide candidate in Arizona, who has been very accepting of the fact that he lost. He lost by about 5 points, so it wasn't really that close. In a statement announcing his new role, Tony Perkins made clear that he was with the McDaniel camp. Americans of faith are the heartbeat of the Republican vote, he said. I have witnessed firsthand how Chairwoman McDaniel understands this, and I am thrilled to continue to work with her to advance these core values. There is a new Henry Barber, a Mississippi RNC committee, who's the nephew of ex-RNC chair Haley Barber of Mississippi. He was also a co-author of the post-2012 election RNC autopsy when the party moved to address concerns about messaging and strategy following Mitt Romney's loss to Barack Obama in the presidential contest. Now, one of the things they came out with, which is in that autopsy, was an emphasis on more appeal to Latino voters. That is being achieved. There is no question that in the last couple of election cycles in 2020 and 2022, Republicans did better, were much more competitive with Latino voters. That is as much a reflection of Democratic nonsense and mistakes and malfeasance as it is of anything brilliant about the Republicans. But if you have any thoughts of your own that you want to contribute, in other words, what does the Republican Party need to do differently or to emphasize more or maybe to emphasize less in order to win victories in 2024 and on into the future? Your thoughts? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with more on the situation in Arizona and elsewhere.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with the Republican National Committee undertaking an entire new investigation of a new agenda, one of the points about the new agenda should be to avoid headlines like the recent headline at Vox.com. The headline proclaims Carrie Lake's lonely and deeply absurd quest to challenge the Arizona election results. What makes the quest deeply absurd is it has no path for victory. In other words, if you generally, actually, we knew someone like this years ago. There was a case of somebody, a very successful business person, who had some psychiatric problems that developed later in life and became convinced that he could fly. And he wanted to go up on top of one of the tallest buildings in town. This was in Southern California. And thought he would go up to the top floor and then jump off and show people that he could fly. And eventually it had a pretty happy ending because he was convinced that it would be more impressive if he showed people he could fly from the ground up rather than fly with the help of gravity in a fatal fall from the top of a building to the bottom. But this is really one of those things. How does Carrie Lake fly on this one? When the evidence is overwhelming and everyone else has basically agreed to this except for Carrie Lake and Donald Trump, he has said she should be installed. That was the term he used. Who's going to install her? She should be installed as the new governor of Arizona. I understand he supported her. But the official vote tally, which is now complete, and it is certified all across the state, the only part that is not certified is Cochise County, which has some 47,000 voters of millions in Arizona, and they are supposed to certify on Friday. The Katie Hobbs, the Democratic candidate, won the election by 17,116 votes. And the difficulty with everything that Carrie Lake is saying is that it could get her supporters riled up, but for what purpose? In other words, if there is literally nothing you can do legally because all of the legal steps have gone forward, it says in the piece over at Vox that Lake is getting help at her quest from Trump, who posted on Truth Social Monday that Lake should be installed as governor of Arizona. And he baselessly claimed that she was the victim of a, quote, criminal voting operation involving broken voting machines in Republican districts, drawing a parallel to his false claims about his own 2020 loss. Lake became a key Trump ally during her campaign, and she has been floated as a potential 2024 running mate for Trump, who announced his candidacy just weeks ago. President Trump wrote, "This is almost as bad as the 2020 presidential election, which the unselect committee refuses to touch because they know it was fraudulent," and fraudulent with a capital F. As to whether she is planning on abandoning her claims anytime soon, Lake seemed to suggest that she never will. She wrote Monday that, quote, "the fake news ignores our fake elections and expects us to just move on." We won't. Ahead of Election Day, Lake repeatedly dodged questions about whether she would concede the governor's race if she lost, saying, "I'm going to win the election and I will accept the result," and that she'd only accept a, quote, "fair, honest, and transparent result." During the primary, she said she would challenge the results if she lost because it would have indicated, quote, "there's some cheating going on." And before the race was called, she suggested that Arizona election officials were intentionally dragging their feet on releasing the results while still declaring, "I am 100% going to win." She said, Lake has said that had she been governor at the time, she would never have certified the 2020 vote for Biden, saying that it was corrupt, rotten, and rigged. She even filed a lawsuit, which she has since been dismissed by a federal judge, that made false claims about issues with vote counting machines and sought to require Arizona officials to tabulate the 2022 ballots by hand. It's just okay. The point is, why is this a good idea? How does this help the Republican Party? Does it not make the Republican Party look and sound ridiculous and irresponsible? Here is a new headline of the latest. Arizona set for legal battles after officials in a rural Arizona county refused to certify election results by a legally mandated deadline. They now face two lawsuits, likely court intervention to force their vote, and potential criminal penalties. The rare, likely illegal move by the officials in Cochise County sets up quick court battles as state officials race to certify the election statewide, a process set for 5th of December. Candidates and outside parties wishing to sue over the election results await these final results before their court cases can commence. Two statewide races will require recounts, which cannot start until the statewide certification. Two Republican county supervisors in Cochise County voted to delay the certification until Friday, though the deadline for Arizona counties to certify results was the 28th of November, so 2 days ago. They cited already answered questions over tabulation machines when pushing off the vote. The third supervisor, a Democrat, voted to certify the results. The when the Republican Party looks at what could be done better, it's pretty clear that election deniers, people who made a big issue of saying that they weren't going to accept the results of the election of 2020, those people did very badly in the election at large. People who were deeply, deeply committed to that idea, including Kelly Chewbacca in Alaska and Carrie Lake in Arizona and so many other people, General Don Bolduc in New Hampshire was running for Senate. All these people got wiped out. Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania was running for governor. He lost in a historic landslide. He lost by more than 10 points to Josh Shapiro, the Democrat. If the Republicans want to make themselves look cranky, irrelevant, and on the fringe, then association with this kind of election denialism, really, do you think Sidney Powell has a lot of respect right now? How's Rudy Giuliani doing in terms of his basic relevance in the political system? A Republican reboot, which is what they're talking about, has to put aside some of the groundless obsessions with alleged voter fraud. If you disagree with that, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
The House voted on Wednesday to head off an economically disastrous freight rail strike by imposing a labor contract on railroads and workers, despite opposition from unions angry about the lack of concessions on sick pay. The legislation now heads to the Senate, where both Democrats and Republican leaders support the intervention, but opposition from members of both parties could delay the final outcome. Chinese police are moving quickly to clamp down on protests over the country's tough zero-COVID policy. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the Biden administration needs to support those calling for greater democracy and freedom.
And say they deserve to be free, but this White House won't do that.
The White House has only said they support peaceful protests. China has been hit by a wave of COVID cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Bed. This is fame, bro. Like, bro.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And there's more about Carrie Lake, a breaking news story from Raw Story. She was on with Steve Bannon yesterday. Steve Bannon, the former advisor, aide to President Trump, pardoned by President Trump in a charges of fraud regarding his We Build the Wall private funding for a wall project that never got made, but the funds found their way into boats and cars and living expenses for the proprietors of that activity. But Steve Bannon, Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate for Arizona governor, as reported on a Raw Story, encouraged county supervisors to break the law to ensure that her opponent, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, is not certified as the winner of the 2022 election. During an interview yesterday, the right-wing podcast host Bannon asked Lake if she could prove that the election had been stolen. Lake argued the election fraud was indisputable. She referred to one video clip of one county supervisor saying that he faced legal action for threatening not to certify Hobbs' victory. And she says, "This is a time for Americans, for Arizonans to stand up. I saw in Mojave County with Ron Gould on the Board of Supervisors, he said, I'm doing this, I'm certifying this under duress. The candidate argued that certification could not stand up in court if it were done under duress, but I wish that everybody would say, you know what, arrest me then, I don't care. We need people with courage to say, class what felony? Go ahead, go for it, arrest me, because this is a botched election, and you're disenfranchising the folks in Mojave County when you allow this kind of election in Maricopa County to stand." Okay. With all of this going on, we have on the Medved Show perspective, different from mine, on the Arizona election and the disputes about its results. This is Ray in Mukilteo, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
You know, Michael, I find it interesting, and please don't cut me off, okay? But you really have no business weighing in on Arizona elections, but because you're a gaslighter, because you lie about election integrity, because you lie about mail-in voting, because you lie about vaccine safety and effectiveness, it doesn't surprise me that here you are trying to smear Carrie Lake. All those machines in those Republican districts, people could not cast their vote. And I don't know why you think your audience doesn't see what's happening. You gaslight people every day. It amazes me that you think people are this dumb.
Okay, Ray, guess what? These charges have been investigated. Obviously, Carrie Lake has raised a lot of money to put forward investigations. And by the way, in Mojave County and in Cochise County, they have looked at the situation in those counties and have found zero evidence of people who were unable to vote, who's tried to vote but whose votes weren't counted. And the idea that there were some malfunctions in some polling places and there were delays that occurred, this is exactly the kind of thing that Stacey Abrams was trying to make a very big deal of in Georgia 4 years ago. But she basically learned her lesson, which is that, look, if you don't have immediate evidence and you can't go through a normal legal process to try to dare people to arrest you because you are trying to discredit an election and trying to prevent an election from happening, what do you think, Ray, given your expertise on this issue, what should be happening differently in Arizona other than having various issues heard by courts and judges and, if necessary, by juries? What should happen regarding Carrie Lake's objection to her loss?
She didn't lose, number one.
Wait. Hold on one moment.
Stop gaslighting your audience. Stop.
Okay. Ray, this is you said she didn't lose. She lost by 17,116 votes. It wasn't even that close. Now, the reason that it's hard to question her loss is because other people running on her ticket, like Blake Masters, the Senate candidate, or Mark Fincham, the candidate for Secretary of State, lost by even more. This was not a good year for Republicans in Arizona, was it?
Michael, down the ticket, Republicans won in Arizona. You're saying that everybody else just voted for Kate?
No, I'm saying the congressmen did, six of nine congressmen did fine. But they were not people who were identified with this election denial movement, which was very costly for the people. And by the way, there was a candidate named Yee, who was the state treasurer in Arizona, who's a Republican, who won statewide because she had basically dissociated herself from the denial movement. She won statewide by 250,000 votes. So the fact that there were other Republicans who did better is not an argument that there was cheating. It's an argument against cheating. Because how do you do that? If you're cheating to try to get Democrats elected, why is it only some of the Democrats running against the election denialists who actually won?
Are you going to cut me off again and again and again?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not cutting you off. I'm having a conversation. What do you want to say, Ray?
No, you're not. I'm going to say this again. Katie Hobbs could not get 10 people to show up to a rally. Carrie Lake got thousands and thousands of people.
Which is Biden couldn't get people to come out to rallies, and Trump got thousands and thousands. Rallies do not equal political support, and they seldom do, which is, by the way, one of the reasons that they've decided in the Herschel Walker campaign not to have Trump come in and hold rallies for him, right? Ray, I appreciate your call, and again, the idea of your certainty that Carrie Lake won, it seems to me might be described graciously as wishful thinking. Here's an email that came in from William in California. He says, Michael, I am not an election denier. Biden is president. How could anyone deny it? Look at what he has done to the country. I am an election questioner. You seem to take the position that asking questions is un-American. Is that the case? I wouldn't say that it's un-American. I would say that it's self-destructive and that it harms your own political cause, because unless you have evidence for asking those questions, once an election has been settled, and the Arizona election has been settled, there's a fact check. Arizona poll watcher falsely claims there was election fraud in Maricopa County. The idea that somehow there is this secret vote cheating going on, whereas Arizona voted very similarly to other states in terms of the expectations of the Republicans and how Republicans did. The idea that this was different or decisive, in other words, at what point does it stop being useful to be, as you would put it in your email, that it stopped being useful that you would say that you should be an election questioner? And I would say it stops being useful and starts becoming counterproductive when there is no chance, zero, of changing the result. I mean, here in the state of Washington, they're just doing fundraising right now to try to get a recount, to pay for a recount for Joe Kent, who lost his congressional race by 3,000. Okay, that's fair enough. Try to do a recount. But the history of recounts is it seldom changes more than 100 or at most 200 votes. Very, very rarely 3,000, and that's just history and reality. Reality, kind of important in politics. We'll be right back. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And people may recognize the klezmer style of Eastern European Jewish music in this from an album that we kind of enjoy every Christmas season. It's called A Klezmer Christmas. It actually uses a traditional Jewish music stylings to play some traditional Christmas carols in a different way than you've usually heard them. Yes, it does announce that the season of good cheer is with us. Is that season of good cheer harmed or undermined by the conviction of the Oath Keepers in their participation in the January 6th plot? As the Wall Street Journal summarizes the case, a jury yesterday convicted Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and another member of the far-right militia group of seditious conspiracy by plotting to forcefully disrupt the peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election. Three other members of the group were found guilty on lesser charges in the closely watched trial stemming from the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol. After a 7-week trial in Washington, D.C. and 3 days of deliberations for the jury, the jury said Mr. Rhodes and one of his co-defendants, Kelly Meigs, plotted to use force to block Congress from formally certifying President Biden's election victory. Three other members of the group, Jessica Watkins, Kenneth Harrelson, and Thomas Caldwell, were acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge, but all 5 defendants were convicted of obstruction of an official proceeding and a number of other charges stemming from the group's activities around January 6th. For people who are questioning this verdict and wondering how the Justice Department got this verdict through, here's a quick collage, beginning with an interchange with the one and only Alex Jones, that involved some of the sentiments that were very publicly on the media put forward by Stuart Rhodes, by the Oath Keeper leader and founder who was just convicted. And is there any doubt that he is working and planning and plotting and organizing and rallying people in order to stop the normal functioning of our government? Listen.
You better get your ass to D.C., folks, this Saturday.
Yeah, if you don't, there'll be no more republic. But we're not going to let that happen. It's not even an if. It's either President Trump is encouraged and bolstered, strengthened to do what he must do, or we wind up in a bloody fight. We all know that. The fight's coming. It'll be inside D.C. We'll also be on the outside of D.C. armed, prepared to go in if the president calls it.
He needs to know from you that you are with him, that he does not do it now while he is commander-in-chief. We're going to have to do it ourselves later in a much more desperate, much more bloody war.
Okay, we're talking about a bloody war. Does this sound like sedition? The sedition laws, including the laws on seditious conspiracy, were put into place by Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War to make it clear that no, you could not, as a matter of opinion, try to organize violence to overthrow the government. It's a very obvious negative, even conceivably a treasonous negative. What you hear when you're talking about a very bloody war, and here's another perspective. There was Officer Dunn, who was one of the heroic Capitol police officers who fought to protect the Capitol when it was invaded, actually was speaking. His attorney was speaking on Officer Dunn's behalf on MSNBC. And I think this perspective is also important regarding the Oath Keepers. Listen.
As Glenn saw, Harry testified to what he experienced that day inside the Capitol. He ran up the stairs when he heard radio reports that there had been a shooting, and responded to the scene within the Capitol and kept encountering these characters in paramilitary garb. What he experienced and what he saw rebutted a narrative that the defense tried to promote, that they were there to prevent violence. They were there to protect law enforcement. And his testimony, which had to be deemed credible by the jury, just shattered that defense narrative. For Harry Dunn and my other client, Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell, to continue to give testimony in these trials, is so difficult. It's so triggering. It's so evocative and so perpetuating of some of the PTSD-like symptoms that they and other officers like Michael Fenona, Daniel Hodge, and others continue to experience. But to them, Katie, it's just another extension of public service. And everything they can do to bring about accountability, that's all they want, is accountability, all of these officers. And that's all we can ask for of the criminal justice system.
And as the journal points out, the seditious conspiracy charge and the obstruction charge both carry a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison, though defendants rarely receive that long a sentence. This case marks the first time the Justice Department won a court conviction at trial on charges of seditious conspiracy related to the January 6th attack, the most serious charges yet leveled on any of the defendants of the sprawling array of criminal cases connected to that event. Lawyers for Mr. Rhodes told reporters after the verdict was announced that they were disappointed by the outcome but thanked the jury for its thoroughness. Quote, "I do believe they gave us a fair trial," said one of Mr. Rhodes's lawyers. While three members of the group earlier pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy in connection with the Capitol riot, prosecutors have historically struggled to make the charge stick in previous trials. These defendants repeatedly called for the violent overthrow of the United States government, and they followed those words with action, Justice Department lawyer Catherine Ricozzi told jurors during closing arguments this month. "This wasn't ranting and raving," Ms. Ricozzi told jurors. "This was deadly serious." Mr. Rhodes didn't enter the Capitol building that day, but he was seen in video footage huddling with other members outside the riot, outside after the riot. Prosecutors said he had earlier directed his followers to the area, though their lawyers and in testimony on the stand, the defendants said they didn't have a real plan for any violence. They did come to Washington, they asserted, to help perform security details for high-profile figures attending then-President Trump's Stop the Steal rally on January 6, 2021. The seditious conspiracy charges against Mr. Rhodes and the 10 others are distinct from the conspiracy charges levied against dozens of other defendants on January 6th investigation. Seditious conspiracy is a rarely used statute with a much stiffer penalty directed against those who conspire to use force to overthrow the government, impede its laws, or seize its property. A conviction isn't contingent on the conspiracy being successful. The idea that there was no conspiracy there. And by the way, when people try to feel sympathy for Stuart Rhodes, you'll notice that he appears in public generally with an eye patch. That's because he injured his own eye in a firearms accident. It is not a situation as with Dan Crenshaw, the outstanding young Republican congressman from Texas, who was a Navy SEAL and wears an eye patch because he lost an eye fighting for his country and fighting against Islamic terror. The another set of Oath Keepers defendants are scheduled to stand trial, great, on seditious conspiracy charges before the end of the year, so it will be almost immediate. And then members of the far-right Proud Boys group have also been charged with seditious conspiracy and are set to stand trial next month. Okay, aside from these extreme expressions of political rage that are represented by people who are now going to be seeing some significant jail time, there's a general sense that our entire political system is broken. Walter Shapiro, veteran columnist, somebody who's lectured in political science at Yale, has been a columnist for years for USA Today, Esquire, and covered politics for the Time, for Time and Newsweek, others. Walter Shapiro will be joining us. He has written about what he believes stands at the heart of America's political problems, which is the fact that we are so closely, so evenly divided in terms of our partisan alignment. It is historic. It hasn't been this way. Generally, there is one party or another that is dominant. But here we are going in again into a split Congress, a Democratic Senate, and a Republican U.S. House of Representatives. Why is that dangerous in the long term and destructive for our political system? We'll talk about the notion that it is with Walter Shapiro coming up in this greatest...
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.